الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور هدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are blessed with this honorable month in which Allah wants to make us His really close friends. We become the real walis of Allah Ta'ala. Our islah is also completely made. Allah send us in this world for that purpose, that we come here where the onslaughts of shaitan and nafs will be heavy. But compared to the Allah's rahmat and His focus on us, they are absolutely nothing. A person must just come into the refuge of Allah Ta'ala. And these are those ideal occasions. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that if you go and visit a friend of yours, he's of high dunya status materially, and the more higher a person is in dunya, the more they have security also. If it's a politician, for example, anybody like that, they have lot of security. So you go to his place and he has got some very, very vicious dogs for security there. Not only as Alsatian dogs, but those others more vicious than them also. Now to get to him, the dogs are there. They're not going to allow you. So if you want to try and fight those dogs and go, they will tear you to pieces. The easiest way is just get his attention. Today with the cell phone, otherwise in the days of the past, there is a fence, there is a gate. So take a stone, throw it on the door, draw his attention. And with the cell phone that I'm here, I would like to visit you. When he comes out, just as he comes out, now you can walk. The dogs can be there. They won't do a thing. Or he just makes a sign to them, even without telling them. And with their tails between their legs, they'll walk away. They'll go one side. So like that, shaitan is the dog of Allah. Allah hasn't kept shaitan as security for Allah, na'uz billah. Allah doesn't need that security. Not like the American army when they were fighting in Afghanistan. The army needed security to protect the army. What kind of an army is that? That needs security itself. The army is supposed to do everything. And the top army of the world, and they need security. Anyway, Allah has kept shaitan as a challenge for us, as a deterrent for us. He's going to come in, he's going to block our ways. So for the month of Ramadan, Allah chain them up and throw them away, the rebellious shayateen. And whoever else, the others which are still there, our nafs is there, all we have to do, don't try and fight them ourselves. We'll fight a losing battle till mort. Just get the protection of Allah. And Allah will protect us. Nafs can't do anything. They are very severe challenges. But in front of Allah's protection, they are nothing whatsoever. So just read, for example, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. And all these formulas that we have been given, La ilaha illallah, Durood Sharif, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all these formulas, don't take them for granted. Because they are so common, we take them for, they are very, very powerful. Realize the power. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Very, very powerful. And read them. And make dua to Allah. Allah blesses us to read them all on the time when it is to be read. And with that full conviction. And with the full realization and with appreciation. Like somebody finds some formula how to turn stone into gold. How won't we appreciate that formula? These are really the real formulas. So we must make dua. Allah gives us that, and with that fervor, with that passion we read it. And we make dua. Allah bless us with all the athar and the shawahid of it. All the goodness which Allah has kept in it, Allah blesses us fully with it. And then Allah Ta'ala preserves it for us forever in the Akhirat. These are no small ordinary things. Allah has given us the keys to Jannah. La ilaha illallah, miftahul Jannah. But how much of us really read La ilaha illallah? A person who reads with sincerity La ilaha illallah, there is nothing that will prevent him from going to Jannah. So when we, for example, now we heard this hadith, read it in our heart, softly, just read it. And Allah will give us then tawfiq to do it always. So Allah has given us all this. So the month of Ramadan is that ideal month when Allah Ta'ala has put all the shayateen one side. Allah has, so to say, killed our nafs also by keeping roza, prescribing roza. Roza kills the nafs. And the nafs cannot harm us now. Shayateen are out of the way, nafs is out of the way. And roza is that great barakat, that great amal which Allah has given us, not only in deen and shariat, not only in our shariat, in all the shariat. And even the hakims, the doctors, the actual hakims, for the best remedy they give for sickness is roza. To stay hungry, to go on a diet. In the Western way of medicine, they don't usually, they allow you, and they want you to become sick. And then you become, whole life you have to buy their medicine. For example, the way they will present to drink the soft drinks, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, for example. And this is from the bark of a very bitter tree. And to make it sweet, so much of sugar is added. And they advertise it, you must have it ice cold. It's not just the enjoyment, that is just the outward thing. The thing is, when you have it ice cold, you don't get a taste of the sugar content. Any person, he feels nauseous if he eats something very, very sweet. Now, you have it hot one day, warm Coca-Cola, forever you will, inshallah, go off these cold drinks. Because when you'll feel that terrible, you'll feel nauseous. You won't want to have it also. Now when you have all that sugar, you become a diabetic. And now they give you the medicine. Not one of the medicine is to remove the diabetes. It is all just to keep it under control. In other words, now whole life. And the doctor will tell you, you'll have to be on this medication whole life now. And so in other words, they put themselves on our payroll. Now we must pay them, buy their medicines. Whole life you must buy their medicine. Not one of their medicine is to finish blood pressure. If a person has got high blood pressure, not one. It is just to keep it under control. Cholesterol the same. Hakims will give you medicine to remove the disease from the root. And then you don't have any problem. A person went to a hakim and told him, I ate 10 raw rotis. Bread raw. So the hakim gave him eye ointment. So he said that my eyes, nothing wrong. My stomach, I'm so constipated. Gas is filled in my stomach. I just can't make out anything. I'm feeling my eye, stomach is a problem. He said, I have to treat your eyes first. Couldn't you see the 10 raw rotis? So that in future you don't eat again the 10 raw rotis. And you don't have the problem. So the root cause we have to see. And that also in our islah. Allah reward our ulama who also treat the root cause in all. Not they don't treat every disease, every spiritual disease, ailment separately. They treat the root cause. And once you treat the root cause, then all the other things are sorted out by themselves. For example, you have a boil, you have a sore. You'll go to a doctor, he'll give you some antibiotic. He will give you some cream, antibiotic. So that might get better. But the next day you got a sore on the other hand. You got a sore on your leg. You'll go to a hakim, he will give you a laxative to clean your blood. The problem is in your blood. Your blood gets clean, now you won't get these boils anymore. So see the root cause. So in our deen also, we must see the root cause and the root treatment. You don't have to treat every. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives us the example, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should narrate to us, that a person has got a piece of land, which he was not needing, neglected it. It became a jungle. All types of thorns and jungle it became. Snakes in there, all harmful things. Now he wants to use it. One method is, he goes, he wants to build a house there now. He wants to plant there. Now he has to clear up the whole place. He starts removing all the thorns and the weeds and all the jungle, the trees. He works hard. And his back pain so hard he's working. He cleaned 2 meters in front. And then when he looks back again, the 5 meters he cleaned at the back, it was rainy season. Rain came and again the weeds grew at the back. And what is back paining, he somehow lifted his back up and now he's trying to take some rest on his shovel or something because his back is paining. But when he looks at the back, I've cleaned up 2 meters in front, 5 meters what I cleaned is again gone. So this carries on like that. So if we try and treat our diseases also like that, our spiritual diseases of the eyes, of pride, all this is like this. And the other method he says, you just put a match there. You let it burn out. In me, all that just burns out. And what burns, burnt out becomes fertilizer now. So you treat it easy way. So the solution also, do it the right way. So the way to remove all our diseases is just cultivate the love of Allah Ta'ala. And when you have cultivated the love, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana of Allahabad, Maulana? No. His Sheikh? Hazrat Maulana Wasiullah Sahib, Allahabadi Rahmatullah Ali. He deduced from this ayat of the Quran Sharif so beautifully. Inna al muluka idha dakhalu qaryatan afsaduha. What Bilqis told about Sulaiman alayhi salam. He invited her to Islam, otherwise he will come and attack. So she said, these kings, their normal procedure is, when they enter as conquerors, any place, they destroy the place. They go on a rampage, breaking place, raping women, destroying things. That is what he will also do. So he say, from there he deduced that when Allah conquers the heart of a person, you just became the friend of Allah. So Allah has conquered your heart. So Allah destroys all his opponents. All those that are against Allah, pride, vanity, doing things for show, hatred, jealousy, all these things, Allah destroys them all. Then Allah is now the conqueror of the heart. So that is all what we have to do. So, and to develop the love of Allah, the month of Ramadan is the ideal month Allah has given us. One is, the month is so blessed that Allah has chosen this month, the vessel, the container, the month, for which Allah has put all His divinely scriptures, and the final, the greatest, the Quran Sharif. And what a kitab, the Quran Sharif, and this is also a famous masala, that the Quran Sharif is the sifat of Allah. It is a sifat of Allah, and it is a quality of Allah, the Quran Sharif. And that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Rahmatullah Ali, had to face jail sentences, had to face flogging, because he said that the word of Allah is not a created thing. It is the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. There is a big discussion. But in any case, this month Allah has chosen for all His heavenly scriptures. And the greatest of all, the Quran Sharif. So this month itself is so valuable. Then Allah has put the Quran Sharif in this month. Then Allah has put rozas. Rozas, now your nafs also is killed by roza. And now all the rozas, well, all the good qualities which are in every person. But we have covered them up with the dunya, with the filth of dunya. The roza will remove all. But just keep rozas. Don't just stay hungry. That what is roza is a shara'i thing. Is a ibadat of ours. Getting married is not just to get married. Make nikah. And then all the requirements of nikah, fulfill them. And then see how beautiful nikah is. And nikah is a source of great production, of great, great men of Allah. Nikah is the source. Wedding is just that you just want to satisfy your lust. It is just B and B. B bed and bathroom. That is all what you are interested in when you, if you just get married. But if you make nikah, that is something else. You will train your wife from the start how beautiful the Islamic teachings are. And this beautiful home will come into existence. So this is what our deen is. So it is the month of Ramadan. It is the rosas in the month of Ramadan. And the rosas also, it is to honor the month of the Quran Sharif. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. And then this month is so good. So a person who فمن شهد فليصوم, a person who finds must fast in this month to honor the month also and to honor the Quran Sharif also. And to honor, there are two ways. One is of feasting and one is of fasting also. There is feasting also in Islam. Like for example, you get married, you have a walima, you have a child, Allah blesses you with, you have aqiqah. There is feasting also. But not only feasting, there is fasting also. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, when he got his citizenship of Saudi, and Allah had blessed him to stay in Madrasa Ulum al-Shari'iyya, which was, now it's part of Masjid al-Nabawi. At that time, it was just at the door, out of the door, Babun Nisa, a few steps, and Madrasa Ulum al-Shari, so close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For 40 days in appreciation, he kept rosas. When we also are blessed with something, Allah may God, our children married, keep rosa on that day. Any other great occasion, our own nikah, keep rosa on your nikah day. It's not haram at all. Keep rosa in the appreciation of this great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Anything else, Allah made you a hafiz, made you an alim, a qari. Usually we'll give elaborate da'wahs, have wonderful big meals we'll serve. And if we do serve, think of the poor rather. Feed them more. And if we don't even invite anyone and we distribute to the poor. And in any case, if we keep rosas, so rosa is a great thing Allah has given us. In other words, more than we could imagine the ingredients to become a wali of Allah, to make our islah, to remove all our bad qualities, Allah gave it all to us. So let us appreciate it. One major thing which Allah has given us is Quran Sharif. In this ayat, Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, addressing the whole of mankind. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ. A maw'idha, a wa'az has come to you. A lecturer has come to you from your Rabb. The one who created you, nourished you, sustained you. He has sent you your guidance. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that for example, if somebody's son, daughter, is sending them to study in another country, another city, worried about them, young people they are, the boy is young, the girl is young, so he writes all points for them. And then he sends a letter to them regularly that, see, remember this, remember, be careful, don't destroy your life, don't waste your time, don't waste your money. A lot of advices he will give. The Quran Sharif is not a 30 page, is a 30 supara, over about 800 pages. Love letter from Allah that I'm sending you to dunya, lot of dangers there. Shaitan is there, nafs is there, and read my love letter. And this will protect you. By the end, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh saw Allah Ta'ala in a dream. And he asked Allah Ta'ala, what is the easiest, the best way to gain closeness to you? Allah said, my kitab, Quran Sharif. He asked, with understanding or without understanding? Allah said, both ways. So those who understand, mashallah, they've got that advantage. And how much more we go into Quran and we read it like that, the Quran opens to that person. But even without understanding, the Quran is that kitab, one of the miracles of the Quran that we just recite. In fact, that old lady, the story is given, who was so old, she did not learn to read Quran for whatever reason. and her old age, but she also, she should open the Quran with great respect. Wudu, facing Qibla, and taking a finger and passing the word, Hada kalamu Rabbi, Hada kalamu Rabbi. This is also the word of my Allah. This is also the word of my Allah. She also benefited greatly from the Quran Sharif. So nobody will be denied. Just keeping a Quran Sharif and many other kitab, just keeping them at home, they are also a source of great goodness. Even if we don't read them, actually we should read them, but just their presence there is a Quran is the greatest kitab for barakat, for protection, for prosperity in our deen also, our dunya also. And we read it regularly, and this is the month. The Quran, the word Quran means to read. The Quran is meant to be read. And how much we will read it, and with the adab and etiquette of the Quran Sharif. So this Allah has sent for us that 30 supara, love letter from the most beloved. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, the most beloved has given to his most beloved, to the people, the most beloved wazifa. Abu Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that, Rabbi Ghfir Warham Wa Anta Khairur Rahimeen. What a beautiful short dua. It is given by the most beloved to his most beloved. And the most beloved, that, oh Allah, forgive us. We are children of Adam alayhi salam. And he erred, we are going to err all the time. And Allah gave us the solution to come out of that also. Just keep on asking for forgiveness. So Allah Ta'ala is so, Ya Yuhannas, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ A mawza has come from your Rabb, the one who loves you the most. More than all the women in the world can love the one baby. Allah's love is more for all His creation. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, one time he was in the Haram of Mecca, and a little child, a black child, got separated from the mother. So the child was screaming and crying, wanting its mother. And the beautiful white woman of Egypt, Syria, Jordan, all coming and trying to console the child. But the child is just still screaming more and more. Till finally its own mother came. And grown up, advanced age, and not beautiful also, a black woman. But the minute the child went in the lap of its mother, it took its sob of relief, and it found great itminan. That is Rabb. So when we will read Quran Sharif, we will so to say, go into the lap of Allah. Allah will take us. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says also, a mother, when the child is crying, the mother takes it, puts it to its breast to drink milk. And not only that, but with its urni, it covers the child also. Gives it full protection. Allah will take us in His protection like that. And in the month of Ramadan, which is the source of the Quran is our whole life from Mahad. From the before we were born, in fact, and from the cradle right to the qabr, the Quran ila lahad, if we have to associate with, but the Quran with Ramadan, special connection. So we should associate ourselves with Quran Sharif as much as we can in this month. And listening to Quran, reading Quran, and Allah has made it, how merciful is Allah, this great kalam of us, by His arrangement, we live a miracle every night in Ramadan. When we hear the Hafiz reading Quran Sharif, no matter who it can be, even that Hafiz himself, what else has he memorized? Like there are few Hafizul Hadith who have memorized 100,000 Hadith. Very few today, or one day if there are any today, but they were in the history of Islam. But the Hafiz of Quran, every era has been by the millions in the Ummah. And sometimes a young child is reading. If he's baligh, then he can read. But that he's a Hafiz of Quran, and even a grown-up person, it's a miracle. That Hafiz himself, what else does he know so much? 1/10, 1%. Of what the Quran Sharif is. How does he know anything else of by heart, how he knows the Quran Sharif? And then the whole day, the door of that Quran Sharif. And then when he reads with that conviction. And he reads what it means. This is a miracle in front of us. No, the Quran Sharif is not open in front of him. And it's not his language. It's Arabic. Perhaps we are Gujaratis, or we are local African people, or we are Indonesians, Malaysians, Indians. We are not Arabs, but still the Quran Sharif. And mashallah, when they make some effort in the beautiful lehja, in the tone of the Arabs, the Quran Sharif, and for us just to listen, we should do it with passion. We shouldn't try our best, not one second late. Try and be from the start and listen to what the, even if we're not understanding, we should listen. And we have, mashallah, our readers generally now, Quran Sharif is so beautiful. Otherwise, for example, or two imams which I knew personally and I met in our neighboring countries who have became so old, but they just did not want to give up imamate. And when they should make imamate, you don't know if they are reading in Gujarati, or they are reading in French, or which language they are reading. But they wanted to make their imamate. But here we are getting the reading of the Quran, beautiful reading, clear reading. So we should really appreciate. So, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. A mawzah has come to you from your Rabb. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. وَهُدَوْا وَشِفَاءٌ. And on top of all that, it's a cure. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. For all the diseases of the heart. And today, doctors have admitted that all physical illnesses are subject to your spiritual condition, your emotions. When a person becomes emotionally charged, his sugar goes up. His blood pressure goes up. So this is a cure for those, not emotional, spiritual. More higher than our emotional conditions, our spiritual. Quran controls your spiritual condition. Your emotions will be under control. Your physical health will be under control. Allah gave us from the root everything. كَجَّاتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدَوْا. And it is hidayat through and through. Any person who wants direction, we all must have experienced it, wherever we get lost on the road, and somebody gives us directions, and he gives us correct directions. Not that he says, go in front, you turn right, and then you so long, by that place that you must turn left at that garage, at that big building, and then you must turn straight. They tell you must turn straight, and then you go, and now you don't know how to turn straight, and now you lost again. Quran didn't give us directions like that. Okay, Quran gave us those directions which are perfect to the T at every point. One lady explained that how she made the Quran her book of life, her book of guidance, and whenever she had any problem, she opened the Quran and she found her solution. And there is no doubt that Quran will give you the solutions everywhere. So this is that great kitab that Allah has given us. It is a book of hidayah. Shifa'ul lima fi sudur wa hudaw. And more than that, wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen. At the beginning Allah said, ya ayyuhan nas, is for everyone. But who takes benefit is a person who is a mu'min. How much we have got our iman on Allah, on the kitab, we will turn to the Quran Sharif. For anything, we have a banking problem, financial problem, we'll turn to Quran. More than we'll go and find financial advisor, we will turn. We have a legal problem, more than the lawyer, we will turn for our legal solution to the Quran Sharif. We have a health problem, more than we turn to a medical practitioner, we will turn to the Quran. Everything is in there. Huda wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen. It is for the mu'min. If it's for everyone, but the annas, they're not going to turn to the Quran. Those who have got iman will turn to the Quran. Wa huda wa shifa'u lima. Wa huda wa shifa'u wa rahmatul mu'mineen. Wa kul bi fadli lahi. This is by the fazal of Allah. It wasn't faraz on Allah that He sent us. He could have put us in this world, go and find your own way. But He gave us the guidance, and He gave us perfect, not a person. You send your driver to go and deliver some goods, and you give him the directions. You put it on a paper, you write it down, everything. And you keep contact with him or with the phone also. You give him his GPS also, and he still goes and gets lost. Now you say, now, how can I? After all, Allah gave us more than all that. And if we still get lost in the jungle of the dunya, it's only our own fault. Otherwise, Allah has given it to us perfectly. Anyway, this Quran Sharif is a great, great mercy from Allah. And it is for us, for the month of Ramadan particularly, our greater connection must come with the Quran Sharif. At that point, let us see how many of us still, though we are here for itikaf, we are here for our Islam, we are here in the Khanqah, and we have got the Quran Sharif, and inshallah all of us can read Quran Sharif. And if there is, previously we had some cases where people couldn't read Quran Sharif, then mashallah, just find out and you start learning the Quran Sharif. And they learn the Quran Sharif. And then if we can read, but our reading is not passable, we don't have to become great qaris, but at least passable, our pronunciation of the alphabets are correct, our reading is passable, that is very important to make our namaz correct. Arrangements will be made if there is anyone. So anyway, all that is there. Now, instead of that, if we are wasting our time, not wasting, destroying our time, harming ourselves with still the cell phone. We are here in Atikaf and we still busy with the cell phone. And if it is complaints that are coming, that some of our friends, we have come for our Islah and we are looking at cartoons. What Islah is going to be made? We are looking at videos and films. We are looking at all pictures, etc. And whether it is even playing games, etc. Where is the time for playing games and doing this? And worst of all, in the month of Ramadan, more worse than that, in the masjid, the sanctity of the masjid, today the photography has completely destroyed the sanctity of the masjid. One alim explained some time ago, he was from India, and they came for Hajj. And he said that 3 o'clock in the morning we were at Kaaba Sharif by the front, Hajar Aswad. And the door of the Kaaba, that section. And people were busy in ibadat. Somebody in tilawat, somebody in zikr, somebody in sajda, somebody in ruku, people making tawaf. Then a group of people from India came and they started making a film, videoing there. And every time the flash goes, loud laughter and shouting. He says, what right at the Haram Sharif? 3 o'clock tahajjud time. And this behavior, yeah, he says that, speaking about his own people and his country, he says how much the Indian people have not destroyed the sanctity of their own masjids in India. More than that, they've destroyed the sanctity of Haram Sharif, of Haram of Medina Sharif. More they've destroyed these places here, the sanctity. So yeah, we are watching this in the house of Allah. And when we have come for itikaf, and we have come for our Islah. Our Islah is going to be done by those cartoons, by the games we play. We are destroying ourselves. And this is such a thing, it is contagious also. Somebody see you with the phone, he remembers, I must take out my phone. And if he sees you watching videos and other things, animate objects on there, he also wants to watch now. And you become the cause, and a person who is a cause of a guna gets that guna also. Be a cause of good to others, not a cause of guna for other people. So let us keep the sanctity and our purpose that we have come here and not destroy this. We can easily stay away. One young girl asked her father that how can you people live without a cell? How did you live without cell phones? 10-20 years ago, whenever she asked, when there weren't mobile phones, cell phones, how could you people live without it? He said that how you people live without the Quran. We can't understand how you can live without the Quran. You don't touch the Quran. You don't read the Quran. How can you live without the Quran? we could do without, and nobody's life was a problem. Life carried on. And in fact, as somebody has said, the girls of today, they have got much more degrees behind their names than what their mothers. Mothers had no degrees. But they have got more problems of stress and anxiety and all these problems what the mothers never experienced. They have got all those problems. They get married, and before marriage they are prepared for a divorce already. The mothers got married to stay married all life. They get properly prepared for a divorce with their university education, conditions which they make, etc. So all these things don't. The thing is, we turn back. And one time I might have said something I don't remember, but Maulana Abdul Rahman Gardi, Rahmatullah Ali, has passed away. Somebody told me, he quoted me, and he said, the people say that the Maulvis want to, Maulanas want to take you 100 years back. So he said, I said, not 100, 1400 years. We want to take you back 1400 years. And when you go back then, 1400 years to the time of Medina Sharif, you are not going back, you're going to the most front place, the most successful. Everything is in there. It's not in our technology. It's not in the degrees which are behind our name. It is in the Quran Sharif. This month Allah has given us. So, هُدَوْ وَشِفَاءُ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدَوْ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. This is what you must express your joy and happiness about. This is another place Allah says, لا تفرح, that don't be boastful and arrogant. But yeah, Allah says, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. This is something that you should express your appreciation. So the appreciation of the act of any ni'mat, one is to realize it in the heart. That let us have that conviction. The greatest book Allah has given us, the Quran Sharif. There is no kitab, all the kitabs together, even our dini kitabs, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Hidayah, Baydawi, Jalalain, all those kitabs, and the others don't even count, engineering and accounting, they don't even count all that. Nothing can come to one bit close to the Quran Sharif. Allah has given us to the greatest kitab, the Quran Sharif, and the greatest occasion to read it in the month of Ramadan, and then in the masjid again. And then, yeah, where we have come to the Khanqah for our Islam, yeah, should be only the Quran Sharif. We should be busy with it. Allah has given us this great, great kitab. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. The Quran Sharif alone, wahid, singularly, the Quran Sharif much, much more better, superior than whatever you gather in the world. All the other knowledge you can come, فَلَاكْ فَازِلْ وَيْ لَاكْ قَارِ وَيْ. But what the Quran Sharif, you have that knowledge, you have the Quran Sharif, you have got everything. And all the other things don't even count. All the university degrees and that is out of the question completely. What the Quran Sharif has got. What all money you accumulate. What all political clout you have and great position, it is nothing. Quran Sharif is everything. And those who will appreciate and honor and respect the Quran will respect them. Allah will respect them. Allah will give them honor. The hadith that we read, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. By this kitab, Allah raises not in individuals, nations Allah raise them. When we believe in the Quran, we respect the Quran, we read the Quran, we act according to the Quran Sharif, Allah raises those. وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And by the same token of the Quran Sharif, Allah destroys nations. Those who throw it behind their back, who make it like a pillow and sleep on it, or in they disregard the Quran Sharif in any way, Allah Ta'ala destroys. Our rising of the nations and falling of nations is not by all military power. It's not by political power, strategies, political. It is how much we turn to the Quran Sharif. Muslims, wherever they are, in whichever country, whether it is this country, whether it is India, whether it is Palestine, wherever it is, when we will hold to the Quran, Allah will put such rulers over us also. أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُمَّالُكُمْ. Your actions are your rulers. Your government is not that government which is in place. Allah puts that government. If you are true to Allah, Allah puts a government that will be good to you. Anyone, a wife that is having her problems with her husband, let her turn to Quran Sharif. The husband that is having problems with his wife, turn to Quran Sharif. And Allah will subjugate all to you. The Quran, Allah has given it to us, and this is the ideal month. Let us appreciate it. Then the virtues of the Quran Sharif are so many also. So great the virtues of the Quran. A person who reads one supara, he gets 10,000 sawabs. And he reads one page of the Quran. Our ordinary 13-page Quran Sharif, some Quran Sharifs have got more lines, about 10,000 sawabs. And one supara, 100,000 sawabs. And we complete the recitation of the Quran Sharif, 3 million. And that is for average worked out for a person who reads with wudu. It's so much sawab. If we read that thing in namaz, in nafal, in a sitting position, it's multiplied much more. In a standing position, much more. And in farad and in taraweeh, when the imam is reciting, and we all for listening also we get sawab. For every letter that we listen, we also get sawab. Allah is giving this great reward. Sawab is the name of the currency of akhirat. The currency of South Africa is rand. Of the USA, dollars. Of Saudi, riyals. India, Pakistan, many countries, rupees. The currency of akhirat is sawab. And the thing here is, if I want to earn in Dubai, I have to go to Dubai and go and work there. Then I will earn the currency of that money. Yeah, we have to earn our Jannah's currency. Yeah. Previously, many of us may not be aware, if we applied for visas of a certain country, when you go and apply, you are required to show you have so much currency. They don't take that currency. You want to go for 1 week, 1 month to that country. They want to know, have you got money to sustain yourself, to look after yourself, your accommodation, your while you are there. They had a certain amount that you had to show. So the same thing for Jannah. We have to have that currency of Jannah, the sawabs for there. And it isn't taking. When you're going to get your visa, they don't take that money. But you have to prove that you have that money with you. That time wasn't all the different types of credit cards and all that. You have to virtually show it that you have that currency. So the currency of Jannah. And in Jannah also, there will be shopping also. Your status in Jannah will be also according to your level. A person who has got 1,000 rand and he comes to a country, where is he going to live? What accommodation? A person who has got 10,000, a person who has got 100,000, a person who has got 1 million, a person who has got 10 million, he buys a house, he won't go and buy in the squatter camps. He is going to buy upmarket. And the most elite, Jannah also, according to what we will have, we will be able to get there. And we won't be able to earn it there. We have to earn it now. And in Ramadan, Allah has multiplied bargains galore and profits very great in Ramadan. For every little bit that we read of the Quran, and the Quran is the one source of earning the greatest rewards, the greatest thawabs, the currency of the akhirat. And this is the time to engage ourselves. Listen to Quran, read Quran, associate with Quran in every way. This is the ideal occasion. So we have to, and the bazaars of Jannah, they are, for example, there are different shopping places. One shopping area that is of Jannah, which is described in the hadith, there will be the forms of people. Yeah, a person, for example, is short. To make himself look tall, he wears high heels. Not only women, even men wear high heels now. So you want to be tall. A person feels he's too tall, then I must have flat shoes. A person who is fat wants to be thin. A person who is thin wants to be fat. A person who is white, very white, he wants to tan himself. A person who is dark wants to become lighter. And they want to use creams and make themselves more lighter. Like that in Jannat also, a person will have that. And they will be all different. How you want to be today? Today you would like to be like this, then you can become. But you'll have the money to pay for it. And that money won't be taken from you. You'll have to show it, I got it. Because you can't earn more in Jannat. This is the time to earn. Allah has put us in this dunya to earn. All the namat of Jannat, we will have to pay for them. And according to our financial status, how lot sawab we have, the currency of Jannat, like that we will live it up there. Or like that we will have to have less. It's now up to us. So this is وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. We must vie with one another to gain that. So great, great things to earn in Jannat. But it is, we have to earn it now. You can't go and earn it there. You have to earn it now. Our currency we must earn. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the great value of the Quran Sharif and what Allah has kept and how much we can earn through this. And therefore, apply ourselves and understand. One is that a person feels that I'm just going to be reading Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillah, very good. But understand the value of it. For that, be present here to understand, to create that urge. And to read now with more passion and with more feeling and with more we devote our the adab of the Quran Sharif. So much we see, mashallah, there are those students also, young students, but they never handle the Quran single-handed like this, always with two hands. So there are many adab of the Quran Sharif. One sometime back, just at the gate where we go out from the madrasa, two of our students, foreigners, they had a fight among themselves. And then in the process, the one dropped the Quran Sharif. And then the whole discussion, the next day he came to me, he said, I'm going to keep three rozas because I dropped the Quran Sharif. Hey, the respect of the Quran, that I'll give the kafara of it, and I'll give so much sadqa, he said. So the respect of the Quran, all the adab and etiquette of the Quran, this is the month. And in fact, we should not even say just Quran. Whenever Quran Sharif, Quran Majeed, the respect of it, always honor and respect the Quran Sharif. Allah has given us a great kitab. This is the month that we relate to the Quran Sharif fully. May Allah give us all tawfiq and let us understand the value. And the real thing is not the talking of it, not the listening. But when we will practice it, we ourselves will feel, will see the difference. It's just by talking about, you have an imaginary aura around you that I'm a man of the Quran or that we listen to it. But when you will read it and you'll practice on the Quran, a person, Nabi Ali Salat, the greatest man, when somebody asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what was the character of Nabi Ali Salatu Islam? She said, don't you read the Quran? He was the living Quran Sharif. The Sahaba were living with Quran Sharif. Their talking was Quran. Not that they spoke Quran, but how the Quran taught them to speak. Their looking was Quran. Their hearing was Quran. Their touching was Quran. Their walking was Quran. Their lying down was Quran Sharif. This is that kitab. And by that, Allah gave them the honor which nobody in the world ever reached before, afterwards. After the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala, and they devoted themselves to the Quran Sharif. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this Quran Sharif, especially in this great month of Ramadan. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah. Allahumma bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.